Good afternoon and thank you everyone for coming. This is Isle Palm's special council meeting. I'd like to call this meeting to order and acknowledge that the press and the public were duly notified of this meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. It's 5:30, April 15, 2019. Any public comments? Seeing none, I think we'll move on. The purpose of this meeting is to discussion and consideration of candidates for city administrative position. Executive session may be called, may not be called, but I've called this meeting after the past few months and having several calls to me saying, Jimmy, let's just get this over with and move forward. And they didn't really have to say that to me because I've been extremely pleased with Desiree's performance this past year as the interim city administrator, because it's been under hurricane-like conditions throughout the year. And I thank you for the job you've done.
You're welcome.
However, I wanted everybody else's position on this. But before we do that, I'd like maybe give Desiree an opportunity to kind of resurrect this past year.
Sure. I will stand here so that I can face everybody. Maybe that'll be easier.
Name and address.
And lower the microphone.
Well, thank you all for giving me the opportunity to, I'm wearing heels so I can make it. I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on my behalf, and the mayor asked me to speak about the past year and what we've accomplished and I guess our plans for the future. As you all know, stepping into a leadership position that had not changed in the past two decades was very challenging. I think that during a time that was riddled with a lot of uncertainty, my main goal was to balance city council's desire for some change with staff's and the community's need for some stability. During this period, I think that you have seen me perform and thrive under pressure multiple times. The way that I approach my life, is rooted in my core values: honesty, integrity, consistency, and a deep commitment to public service. To me, leadership is not about authority or power, it's about serving. I'm not perfect. I know that I don't have a lot of experience like some of you do in local government, but I think that I've fully shown you all that I'm fully capable of handling the work, approaching challenges head on, working collaboratively with people and creating some good projects, and also be willing to put in the time and the work that it needs for things to happen. During this transition period, I think that we have not only successfully managed the day-to-day operations of the city without any disruption, maintained the quality of services, but we've also covered new ground. We've done really new things, new initiatives that have not only increased efficiency in city services, but also improve the quality of the level of trust that I think that City Council has on staff and also the community. My goal has been to lead by example and encourage a work culture that is centered on transparency, professionalism, and in being open and flexible and adaptive to new ideas. And I think that we have shown that. I'd like to talk to you all a little bit about some of the accomplishments that we have done since I've been serving in this role. First, I'd like to talk about the budgeting process. We have revised it, and I think that it reflects your goals and your priorities. Rather than looking at the budget process from a year-by-year short-term perspective, this is the first time that we've implemented some financial forecasting and planning strategies that will really help us approach some of our upcoming challenges proactively. We have also met the policy directive of reducing expenses and evaluating expenses. In this first year, we've reduced operational expenses by almost $100,000 in the first year. We have also reduced the rate of growth of personnel costs and also created new practices and more control over spending, particularly when it comes to overtime expenses. Those are now within budget levels and even decreasing in some departments. I think that the implementation of the time and attendance software system will really help us pursue that even further. We've analyzed and presented alternatives sources of revenue for the city, recognizing that we don't have a lot of options to do that, and I think that they were fully embraced by the majority of council, and I think that was a really good step in the right direction. We've also been conducting some data-driven evaluation of headcount to ensure that the city is properly staffed and that work is properly distributed. I do understand that there were some valid concerns between city council, the community, and the city hall when it comes to transparency, when it comes to city businesses. And I think that we've done great strides on that effort. We have not only been providing you all with information that some of you have indicated that have never seen before, but I think that the information is not only being presented, but it's presented in a way and analyzed in a way that helps you all make better decisions. For example, employee compensation. That was something that some of you haven't even seen, and it has really helped us take control over what personnel costs really entail. We have successfully managed multiple storms and made sure that the community is fully informed and that staff is prepared to address any challenges in the case of damage. We've also seen and oversaw the implementation of the FY19 budget. All budgeted projects and special projects have either been completed or are in progress. And that's a huge success, I think, for us and for staff. Couple projects that we have implemented: the phase two drainage project, the underground storage tanks, which, you know, one has been completed and the other one is underway. Also, the public works workshop rehabilitation that we're all excited, even Donnie, is really excited to see it through. And also the public safety building. You all know how controversial this issue has been and how difficult it has been to get to a policy strategy that really helps us not find ourselves in this position in the future. We've also been embracing new technology. I think that technology is not the solution to all of our problems, but it does help us work smarter, not harder. And I think that everybody on staff has really embraced that and thrived in it. For example, we've implemented online payments for many services that have not only increased staff's efficiency, but improved customer service. One other thing that I want to talk about is that we've been very successful at leveraging partnerships and the relationships that I've developed with our neighbors, with associations and state and local agencies, which have helped us pursue some innovative and cool approaches to some of the problems that we've had. For example, we're about to roll out a program, a van sharing program that, you know, we've discussed in the past year with the COG. That helps us, that is gonna help the hospitality industry not have such a strain when it comes to providing parking for their employees and for the community. That is one example of things that I see other opportunities when it comes to service delivery that we should be embracing and pursuing. One of the many responsibilities I think of any leader is to help people grow professionally. And that is why one of my goals has been to develop a professional development program so that staff is constantly learning new techniques to get to be able to do their work better and smarter and more efficiently. I want to continue to foster an environment when people are encouraged and expected to take innovative approaches to some of our problems. I know that this is not lost on anyone, but I have done this in the past year without the support of an assistant administrator. And I think that what that shows is that I'm efficient and effective at prioritizing, delegating, and managing for performance. Another reason what I think, this is not lost on me, the fact that I've been successful at managing the workload of two positions is that I have relied on and fully empowered department heads and staff to take the lead, which they have done beautifully. I think it's important that they feel like they're trusted, that they're valued, and I think anybody can see how much they love their community, and they've really thrived. And I think it's because they're deeply committed to collaboration and a resident-focused approach to problem solving. I want to continue to do that. I want to continue to encourage folks to take measured risks and not really be bound by doing the same things that they've been doing in the past just because it's been working. I am not a micromanager, so I think that that was, that may have been a different perspective for some folks, but everybody has really thrived under my management style. And I want to continue to foster that environment and that culture within city staff. If I am fortunate enough to be considered to be the permanent city administrator, I want to continue to guide the city through the plans and the initiatives that we've put in place. I want to continue to direct the city in its pursuit to be the leader in cutting edge and smart, sustainable practices. I think that the city needs to be proactive in and properly manage the delicate balance of changes in the environment and the city's residents' quality of life. I want to continue to support and really pursue non-traditional approaches to service delivery, because I think that there is the potential to improving quality and reducing cost. And I think that that's something that we've seen it happen. One example is the public safety building and the approach of doing a design build rather than the traditional low bid approach that got us to this mess. And that's the kind of thinking and initiatives that I really want us to pursue and really take the lead on. I also want to create more opportunities for community engagement. I think that we have seen that we have a very engaged public, usually. And I think that there is a lot of opportunity for the city to not only leverage, but take advantage of their expertise and have them be more involved in decision making. The last thing I want to say is that I think that in the past year, we have really improved council and city staff's relationship. I believe that we have an open and productive, responsive, and cooperative relationship. I fully embrace the role of the administrator, and I will commit to continue to provide you with facts and advice on that will help you all make better decisions to serve the citizens that you were elected to serve. I think it is very inspiring to me to see how much you all love this community. And I just want to say that to me, this is your government, not mine. I want to pursue and I want to help you all make your vision for the city a reality. I think that I will do that at the highest standards of professionalism and integrity. And I will remain neutral. However, I will never hesitate to share my perspective on some issues based on my experience and knowledge of public policy and public administration. I know you know I love this community. I think it shows. I always have a really good, excited because I think this is fun and I enjoy doing it. I know that I'm sort of new to the community, but I think I put in the effort and the hard work to get to know the people, get to know the culture and the soul of the Isle of Palms, and I hope I can continue to grow in. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Desiree, that was a great presentation. And normally, like everything I've heard you get up and speak, like the South Carolina Beach Advocates, you showed nervousness today, but that's because you're looking at
I'm a little nervous. I'll be honest.
That's the first time I've ever seen you nervous talking to us. But to everybody else, it's like bam, bam, bam. John, you're the chair of personnel. Do you have any comments?
Well, so I was sitting here thinking, I was jotting down some questions that I have, some that I had in mind beforehand and some that popped up while she was presenting. But I'm also, thank you, yeah. I'm also cognizant that we have 9 people here and we don't have necessarily a prepared interview outline.
Right.
And if everyone had 2 or 3 questions, we would be here until midnight. So if it pleases everyone, I have a broad sweeping question that I think you've given a lot of thought to based on previous conversations that I think would maybe give a little more color, and then maybe we can go on into discussion because we've had a full year to essentially interview Desiree, so I don't think that we need to nitpick a lot of different interview questions that you would typically do.
Question. Do we really want to interview her in a public format as opposed to executive session?
I want it to be as transparent as possible. I think it'd be the best for the city, as opposed to a meeting like this and really having no members of the public here. I think being open is much better.
I want to clarify, I'm not suggesting that we go into an interview setting. I have one broad sweeping question
Okay, well, I have questions. Obviously, this is an important decision. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't rush it. We shouldn't take it lightly. Desiree has a lot to offer us. She's done a great job. I think we all recognize that. But when you get into interviews, and I, of course, believe in transparency, but it's highly unlikely and unusual, and especially for Desiree, the candidate, to do it in a public format. But that's all your decision.
Thank you. Mr. Moore, you're finishing then, Sandy.
Well, I'll wait for Sandy.
Okay.
I guess I don't view this as an interview.
Right.
So that's why I don't think it's appropriate for us to ask a bunch of interview questions right now.
Okay.
If we choose to interview Desiree, then we will go through an interview process and she will have due privacy.
So can I just...
No, Sandy was next.
Mr. Mayor, I've got a different perspective on this.
Yes, ma'am.
If you don't mind, I'm going to go to the podium because I can't see everybody and everybody can't see me being at this end.
Okay.
So those are losing.
Name and address, please.
Name and address, please.
Dog's names.
You noticed the Tiger Woods?
What a game.
Well, I would not have noticed that.
You would have not noticed.
It's not Sunday.
Point that out. Right. Okay. First of all, Desiree, that was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And it goes to what you have done over this last year. And I want to start out by saying that this is not about Desiree. What I'm going to present to you is not about Desiree. Okay, I just want to make that perfectly clear. And thank you, Mr. Mayor, fellow members of council. My election in February of 2018 was based on transparency and residents first. To not openly voice my opinion and seek a compromise is not fulfilling that promise. Section 1-3-31C5D states that the personnel committee serves as the hiring committee to fill a vacancy in any city department manager position. When our city administrator and chief of police departed and a new position was made for our public works department, the hiring committee, better known as search committee or personnel committee, was tasked with conducting a national search for the three positions. That process has culminated with the chief of police interviews this week, public works resumes reviewed and in the hands of Donnie and Wynette, 124 resumes for city administrator reviewed and segmented into top candidates who meet the education, years of service, knowledge and skills required of the position and set by the search committee. In addition, these candidates have completed the online assessment tool evaluating the cognitive, motivational, and personality traits needed for a successful employee. On top of that, telephone interviews have been conducted with top candidates to get a better feel other than just print on paper. All this material and information is ready to be distributed to the search committee, who can meet, decide which candidates to interview, or decide to stop the process. My questions are, why circumvent the process now when so close to completion? In the beginning of this process, we announced to our constituents that we would conduct a national search and be transparent. Also at that time, a timeline was submitted by the then chair, acknowledging it would probably take a year and would be a very prolonged process. Why this rush to judgment now, when the search committee has not met to do due diligence in reviewing all the information on the top candidates, in which our internal candidate is included? At a special meeting of the search committee before next council, which is next week, the committee could be given the opportunity to review all the information on these candidates and then forward a recommendation back to council to either interview candidates or stop the process. To date, no such meeting of the search committee has occurred, and neither the search committee or members of council have had the opportunity to look at any of this information. Why circumvent the code? If we want to change it, let's do so, but let's not ignore it. With only one more week, we can follow code, truthfully be able to announce that a national search and due diligence has been done, and still announce that our internal candidate was selected, if that is what's warranted. To stop the process without the search committee or members of council given the opportunity to weigh in on all of the information that has been gathered, in my opinion, is usurping the hiring committee's due diligence stated in code. I've been told that the decision has already been made and no compromise can be reached. But I would not be true to myself or my constituents if I did not at least try to offer a compromise. All I ask is 1 week delay in this decision. Follow the process through the search committee and be assured that due diligence is complete and transparency is preserved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So if what Sandy says is true, that a decision has already been made, there goes transparency.
So where is it?
So that's your transparency. So in support of Desiree, I recommend that we go into executive session. I move that we go into executive
session. I'll second that.
Don't you have to have a reason for going to
executive
session?
You need a specific purpose for going.
Wasn't it on the agenda at one time?
The sensitive nature of this
discussion. It was on today's agenda.
Okay.
Personnel matters.
Well, also, if you want legal advice, you
and
can
legal
just
advice.
State that as well.
You're absolutely correct.
So we have a motion and a second. All of those in favor of going to executive session, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nays? Ayes have it. We are now in executive session. We'll turn off the...
Maureen, would you...
No decisions were made, and...
Maureen, you turn it back on?
I did.
Okay.
We'll get this dead Ray in here?
Yes, we'll get
so smooth.
It's gonna text her.
And the rest of the public.
And the rest of the public.
Let's get everyone back in, shall we?
You know, it's actually been nice to see a year of council chambers filled with residents. We didn't have that before.
I was here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Actually, we're pretty well known. We didn't have to ask
we wanted him to be or not.
It's also ironic that Linda selected Desiree.
Desiree to come back down. I just texted her. I'm sure we'll hear the footsteps momentarily.
Yep. Maureen, the Ways and Means, was there no attachment?
There was no attachment.
Oh, that's good. I can get it. I was in such a rush. I looked up at the calendar.
Yeah.
No,
okay. That's okay.
Oh, I see that. Okay. I get you.
This week, I've got a lot of interviews.
Yeah,
we all do. Why you're paid the big bucks?
Yeah, they really work it out for us. If we would get
I appreciate everybody taking the time out to come here today. Thank you. Are you on the line?
If we could have it to Thursday, one of Thursday interviews and just come in.
Welcome back. Just so you know, no decisions were made during executive session, and I think we are going to have our personnel committee go through their applicants and have a special meeting sometime between now and next week. Is that correct in saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then nothing else is before us. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Jimmy, I'd like to add one thing.
Yes, sir.
That I think sums up what we all said. We all appreciate the work that Desiree has done. We've seen her growth, but there's a recognition that there's a process, some of which is by statute, that we want to honor and make legitimate, and it'll all work out in the final analysis.
Yes.
If anybody objects to that, please comment.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Well said. Yeah. Good. Did I hear that in German?
Yes, sir.
So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Over.
What do you think about about staying after.
Good night, everyone.
Okay, that to 9.
That might be hard for staff, but then I mean.
That's 9 a.m.?
That's on Wednesday.
You said Thursday, right? Is that what you said, Thursday?
So what are you planning?
Thank you, Julia.
Thursday at 10 a.m.
Thursday at 10 a.m.
Good night, y'all.
Right. And then we have another one at noon, right?
Well, I might have a beer tonight.
You might have a couple beers tonight.
I sent Christie an email.
Personnel committee.
I commend y'all for the job that you do.